Lenin would later say that Mussolini was the only true revolutionary in Italy. And according to Mussolini's first biographer, Margherita Sarfatti, a Jew and Mussolini's lover, Lenin also later said, "Mussolini? A great pity he is lost to us. He is a strong man who would have led our party to victory." While in Switzerland, Mussolini worked quickly to develop his intellectual bona fides. Writing socialist tracts wherever he could, the future Duce imbibed the lingo of the international European left. He wrote the first of his many books while in Switzerland, Man and Divinity, in which he railed against the church and sang the praises of atheism, declaring that religion was a form of madness. The Swiss weren't much more amused with the young radical than the Italians had been. He was regularly arrested and often exiled by various cantonal authorities for his troublemaking. In 1904, he was officially labeled an enemy of society. At one point, he considered whether he should work in Madagascar, take a job at a socialist newspaper in New York, or join other socialist exiles in the leftist haven of Vermont, which fills much the same function today. While Mussolini would become a fairly inept wartime leader, he was not the bumbling oaf many Anglo-American historians and intellectuals have portrayed. For one thing, he was astoundingly well-read, even more so than the young Adolf Hitler, who was also something of a bibliophile. His fluency in socialist theory was, if not legendary, certainly impressive to everyone who knew him. We know from his biographers and his own writings that he read Marx, Engels, Schopenhauer, Kant, Nietzsche, Sorel, and others. From 1902 to 1914, Mussolini wrote countless articles both examining and translating the socialist and philosophical literature of France, Germany, and Italy. He was famous for his ability to speak on obscure subjects without notes and in great depth. Indeed, alone among the major leaders of Europe in the 1930s and 1940s, he could speak, read, and write intelligently in several languages. Franklin Roosevelt and Adolf Hitler were undoubtedly the better politicians and commanders-in-chief, largely because of their legendarily keen instincts. But by the standards that liberal intellectuals apply today, Mussolini was the smartest of the three. After Mussolini's return to Italy and a time in Austria, his reputation as a radical grew slowly but steadily until 1911. He became the editor of La Lotta di Classe, Class War, which served as a megaphone of the extremist wing of the Italian Socialist Party. "The national flag is for us a rag to be planted in a dunghill," he declared. Mussolini openly opposed the government's war against Turkey for control of Libya, and in a speech in Forli, he called on the Italian people to declare a general strike, block the streets, and blow up the trains. His eloquence that day was reminiscent of Murat, the socialist leader Pietro Nenni wrote. His eloquence didn't save him from 8 counts of seditious behavior.